بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله The blessed month of Ramadan We are coming to the end of the second third So there will be one more Jummah inshallah in the holy month So to specifically talk about the virtue of the glorious deed of Taraweeh. So during this holy month, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He is graciously given us an additional prayer. And that is the Taraweeh prayer. And this is actually mentioned in the hadith in Tabarani, where the Prophet himself said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala has honored you with an additional prayer, the Taraweeh. So what's strange, it's sunnah. And usually what from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fard. So why is it a sunnah? And the response is mercy. Allah the Almighty and Glorious did not want to burden us, making it an obligation upon us. So what are the virtues of this glorious deed? So the first, the hadith is in Imam Ahmad's Musnad, and it's a sahih hadith. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with iman and expecting reward and stands during the night, then all his sins are forgiven. He is sinless as the day his mother gave birth to. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with belief and expecting reward and stands during the night, he is sinless as the day his mother gave birth to. So here is the first virtue. The first virtue of Taraweeh is complete forgiveness. A child, when it comes into the world, is completely sinless. And that is the purification that takes place with regards to Taraweeh. So this is the first virtue. The second, the hadith is in Bazar, Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, Ibn Khuzaymah Sahih and Tarheem. A companion, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked about the pillars. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I pray the five obligatory prayers. I give my obligatory zakat annually. I fast in the month of Ramadan and I stand during its night. What is there for me? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, You will be with the Siddiqs and the Martyrs. You will be with the Siddiqs and the Martyrs. So let's look at this report. So everything the Sahaba asked was about the fard. Salah is a fard. Fasting is fard in Ramadan. Zakat is fard. One before mentioned Hajj. The only thing he asked outside of the fard was the standing during the night of Ramadan. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That if you just do this, you will be with the Siddiqs and the Martyrs. So who are the Siddiqs and the Martyrs? The Siddiqs are the greatest of people after the Prophets. Now think about that. What on earth are we doing with the Siddiqs on the Day of Judgment? And not only that, you'll be with the Martyrs. So if you are not martyred, what are we doing with the martyrs? So one of the scholars, he said, the people are fond of playing board games, snakes and ladders. So if you play that game, you see a huge ladder. And if you hit the right spot, you actually go right almost to the end, very quickly. He goes, this is what the Taraweeh is doing for you spiritually. The people of old, they had to go through the entire bird to get to those ranks. Allah the Almighty and Glorious, because He loves this final ummah too much, He gives you a shortcut. And the shortcut is Taraweeh. So two reports now. Completely sinless as the day your mother gave birth to you, and you will be risen with the Siddiqs and the Martyrs. What was the virtue? in a hadith in Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever prostrates during the day or night of Ramadan, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He gives him a tree in paradise. And the shade of that tree can be covered by a rider taking 500 years. The bottom. So let's look at this report. So every prostration you do in Ramadan, you get a tree in paradise. And the tree, the shade of which takes a fast, swift rider 500 years. How many prostrations are you doing in Taraweeh? 80. So you get 80 trees of paradise whose shade, each tree, takes a swift ride of 500 years to cross. So now what is happening? Literally, your paradise is being filled with immense treasures. Now think about it, how quickly do you go into a prostration in Taraweeh and how quickly do you come out? You're talking a couple of seconds. And what have you got for that prostration? A tree in paradise. The distance of the shade is 500 years, a swift rider will traverse. Meaning the tree is far huge, far larger than this world. Because a swift rider can go around the world less than a year. Even on a horseback. 500 years he's doing tawaf around the world. And yet he hasn't come out of this tree, the shade of a tree. And what did I mention a few jumma back? That for each obligatory fast, you get a palace in paradise. And the size of that palace is so huge that the whole world takes that much space within it that a flock of goats does in this world. So you're getting palaces in paradise, probably as huge as Jupiter, for each one of the fast. And you're getting trees as big as Neptune for prostrating in the Taraweeh. So three virtues now. Sinless as the day your mother gave birth to you. You will rise with the siddiqs and the martyrs. You get trees in paradise, which is beyond comprehension. So then the question goes to the mind. Why is there 20 rakats to Taraweeh? Who would fix that? So obviously there's hadith from the Prophet, but definitely from the companions. But why 20? Why not 30? Why not 40? Why not 12? Why not 100? And the scholars say something very interesting. And the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. They say if you top up all the fard, so let's top them up. Two fajr, two rakats fard. Zohr, four rakats fard, that makes six. Asr, four rakat fardas, that makes 10. Maghrib, 3, that makes 13. 4, Isha, that makes 70. There's 3 left to make 20. That's your witr. So if you combine all the fardas and the witr, you end up with 20 rakat. So the scholars say this is probably one of the wisdoms why there's 20 rakats. Because it's equating to your fardas. And there's a report mentioning that the nafl, the reward of the nafl prayer in Ramadan equates to the fard. So maybe Allah the Almighty and Glorious in His great kindness is giving you an insurance policy for your defective fard for the 20 rakats of the Taraweeh. Think about that, right? And look how the scholars are looking into these things and we're thinking, SubhanAllah, how they deduce these things. Then, apart from the virtues of the Taraweeh, there's obviously some other reasons we need to have the Taraweeh. Sadly, we overeat when we break the fast. If you look at the statistics, Muslims eat more in Ramadan, which is very strange, because you got less time. Imagine, somebody says, you know, we get proud of that. You look, oh, during the daylight hours, we don't eat. But then somebody goes, but we eat more though. And then he goes, what did he say? And then, so look how strange, we just changed our eating habits, made it worse in Ramadan. So therefore, when you had a huge feast at iftar, what is needed to prevent you from having serious illnesses? You need to be praying long rakats. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? The hadith is in Tabarani. He said, burn away your food with the remembrance of Allah. Burn away your food with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the greatest dhikr? Salah. So that's the first report. The second, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Tabarani, do not go to sleep after you have ate, for this will harden the heart. Do not go to sleep after you have ate, i.e. a meal, you know, if you have a huge meal, this will harden the heart. Two meanings. One meaning, physically, you get a heart attack. They say that it's very dangerous to sleep with a, you know, having a huge meal. Very detrimental to the heart. How did the Prophet know that? 1,400 years ago. Secondly, spiritually, it hardens the heart. So Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala in His great kindness knows past, present and future. He's giving you 23 thoughts. And what happens? You hear the orchestra behind of birds. Right? What's going on? The food is being digested. Right? And you actually see people sweating as well. And these people don't even, you know, they've never been to the gym in their life. So Allah Ta'ala in His kindness has given you Tarawih. So let's put all this together. What is the virtues of Tarawih? You are sinless as the day your mother gave birth to you. You will rise up with the Siddiqs and the martyrs, those who are very dear and near to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get 80 trees in paradise. A swift rider cannot get through the shade 500 years. And then, of course, leaving the virtues to one side, you have the immensity of Allah looking physically after your body as well. The fast physically is very beneficial for the body, and the Tarawih is very physically very beneficial for the body as well. So know these are gifts given by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to finish, there's a hadith which hints towards Tarawih being an immense deed. The hadith is in Ahmad Sahih. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fast will intercede on the Day of Judgment. And the fast will say, oh Lord, I kept him away from food and drink during the day. Then it says, the Quran will intercede. And what does the Quran say? I kept him awake during the night. That's the hadith. Question. But people read the Quran during the day. Why is the Quran saying, I kept him awake during the night? And why is it mentioned straight after fasting? So many of the scholars say it's talking about the Tarawih. So what does the Quran say? He goes, do not punish him. Because during the night I kept him awake, because you're listening to the Quran. Most of them are listening to a completion of the Quran. Why are those two things put together? Because the Quran and the fast are intertwined. The Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the month of Ramadan, we have revealed the Quran. Then he mentions fasting, which is interesting. Allah Ta'ala mentions the Quran with Ramadan first, before fasting. So Alhamdulillah, we still got maybe another 11 or 12 Tarawih left. But when you're going through those rakats, always bear in mind the incredible honor given to us by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of old would have given everything to these virtues. But Allah Ta'ala has graciously given sinners like ourselves these incredible virtues. And all praise and thanks be to Him.
الحمد لله الذي غمر صفوة عباده